the book of Amos. Now, if you can find the book of Daniel, you'll find then after it Hosea, and then you'll find Joel, and then you'll find Amos. Amen? That might help you a little bit there. But for the book of Amos, chapter number 4, and we'd like to have you please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. Chapter 4, the book of Amos, starting reading at verse number 11. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Let us pray. Father, I sure thank you again today for the precious book, the Bible, the Word of God. Once again today, as we come to this place, this time, for the preaching of God's Word, we certainly need your power. We need your wisdom. We ask, Lord, that you do a work in our hearts that only you can do. I pray this morning, Father, for if should there be one here, Lord, or many here, we don't know, Lord. We don't that the reader of hearts, but should they be here without Christ, not ready for heaven, we trust this will be the day when they prepare to meet him. We pray for us, Father, that do know you as personal Savior. We need our hearts revived again and helped and encouraged. So we ask that you do that this morning. So, Father, we place this in your hands. This preacher needs you. I ask you, God, to do what needs to be done. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. We're going to bring a message this morning, preach a message, which we've entitled Prepare to Meet Thy God. You know, preparation is something that all of us do in about many different kinds of things. The word prepare in the concordance tells us it means to set up. It means to make some preparations for things, or to make provisions, or to establish. It's the same word here that Jesus used when he said he was going to prepare a place for us. Jesus left and ascended up into heaven quite a few years ago, somewhere around 2,000 years ago, and he's up there preparing a place for those who are going to go to heaven one of these days. He's preparing it. He's getting it ready. That's what the Bible says. You know, you ladies, I don't know whether you're going to have to prepare a meal today or not. So many of you, maybe somebody will prepare it for you, your mothers, I hope. But anyway, ladies spend a lot of their time in preparing meals. And it takes time to do that. And they had to prepare, and then they get ready, and everybody comes in and sits down and eats it. This week, I sat down in my study and prepared this message. It takes preparation. Now I'm here delivering it, but the preparation was done back here in my study. I was thinking about the book that we just handed out to you mothers. There's been a lot of preparation there. My wife put all of these devotionals together, wrote them, and then put them together. Brother Brewer then took them to his printing shop. And he's out in children's church today, but he took him to his printing shop. Yeah, I know they don't set type like they used to. I realize that, but he had to get it all ready and get it all set and get it all ready before he could stick it in the machine and print it. Preparation. Everything takes preparation. I was thinking about farmers this time of year. They had to prepare the ground. They had to get things ready, get the seed ready, get everything, their equipment ready. They had to prepare to get ready to plant. I used to paint some houses, and I didn't ever mind the painting so much as I prepared as I didn't like the preparation. And you got to scrape them, you got to wash them, you got to get them all ready. And if you don't do the preparation work, you're not going to have a good job. So there's always preparation work. You see, there was much. Let me say to you, preparation work done for this 30th anniversary. I mean much preparation work to just get ready for this morning. I know people who take trips You always got to get prepared. If you're going to take a trip, you got to get your clothes all ready and get them packed and get the tickets bought and or the gas in the car or whatever you're going to do. You have to get prepared to go on a trip. Well, let me share something with you. One of these days, every single person in this room is going to take a trip. We are going to face death. Every single one of us. And we're going somewhere after death. What God's word says is this. We do all of those preparations for all of these other things. Wouldn't it be wise to prepare to meet our God? See, it is not something that just develops. You've got to understand that. We just don't live our life and go through life and all at once we're ready to meet God. There has to be preparation. There has to be something done to get ready to meet God Almighty. A lot of people just kind of hope that everything is going to turn out all right. They go through life thinking, well, I've not been too bad of a person, so I think everything will just turn out all right for me. But no, there has to be preparation. That's why God said, prepare to meet thy God. There has to be a preparation. And most of the time, we'll prepare for everything else under the sun. I mean, we do. We make preparations for things every single day. But we fail to make a preparation when we die, whether we're going to go to heaven or not. I'm preaching a message here this morning. I want you to just look at it and just think about it. Are you prepared or are you unprepared to meet God? I've got some good news for you this morning. We're going to present the gospel here. I don't know hearts. I can't read hearts. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only way that you can prepare to meet God. By believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. And if you should be here today and you're not prepared to meet God, you're not sure whether you're prepared to meet God, oh, a wonderful thing can happen today. You can be prepared today to know for sure that when you face God, you'll go with Him forever in eternity and be with Him in eternity forever. So what we're going to do is we're just going to look at a few things. I just want to ask you a question. When you die, will you be unprepared or prepared to meet your God? Let's look at a few things. I want you to remember a man by the name of Judas Iscariot. Most people know about Judas Iscariot. He was the one that betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ, and he betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. And you remember that after that, He was smitten himself. He did not repent as God would have him repent, but he was sorry that he had done this thing. And so he took the money back, the 30 pieces of silver, threw it down on the floor before the priest, and in that way repented, but not toward God. He was sorry he'd done something terrible. He then went out and hung himself. And what that is telling us is this: he went into eternity unprepared. Now, I'll show you in a minute why he did and why all of these I'm going to tell you about was unprepared. But he went unprepared into eternity. Not only that, we have a man over in Luke, the 12th chapter of the book of Luke. We have a man who prepared for everything else. If you look in the Bible, in verse number 16, he says, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods." What he was saying here is this. In life, he prepared. He prepared, he had a great ground, he grew great crops. He had so many crops that he was going to have to build new barns to hold them. I mean, this man was a success. He prepared for life. He got things ready. And in fact, I think he was preparing for retirement. He was just going to eat, drink, and be merry. He was going to rest. He had it made. He had all of those things that he ever needed. I mean, he prepared. There's some of you here today, I'm sure, had to prepare for your retirement. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That's a wise thing to do. But you prepared for it. You got ready for it. And because of that, you now are retired and you don't have to go out now day by day and work. You've got income coming in. You prepared for it. But he prepared for all of those things, but did not prepare to meet God. And even as he was preparing to build greater barns, God come along and said, tonight, this night, he said, this night thy soul is required of thee. And you know what? He wasn't ready. And God called him a fool. You've prepared for everything else. You've got everything else ready. You're ready to live for a long time. And he thought he was going to. But he was not prepared to meet his God. Now, I just want to ask you a question in the midst of this. You prepare every day. I mean, every day for things. You and I both do that. We prepare for things. We prepare for life. We prepare for retirement. We prepare for all of those things. Are you prepared to meet God? Boy, what a question. This man had did everything he needed to do in life, but hadn't failed to prepare to meet God Almighty. Just over in chapter 16 of the same book in Luke, you have a man here who lives sumptuously. I mean, he was a rich man. He had everything. He dressed in purple and linen. He had everything he needed. And the Bible tells us, though, he wasn't ready to die. He thought he was going to live forever again. And God come along, and Lazarus the beggar died, and this man died, this rich man died, and the Bible says he opened up his eyes in hell. Was he prepared to meet God? Oh, no, no. He had prepared for all other things. He had a good life. He had, a beautiful house. I think he had all that he ever needed on this life. But he had not prepared to meet God Almighty. Now, each one of you out here today, each one of us have made preparations to some degree for our life. Are you ready to meet God Almighty? I'm going to go over to the book of John for just a few moments in chapter 8 of the book of John. I want to read you a few verses. In verse 19 it says, in the 8th chapter book of John, then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he saith, whether I go, he cannot come? And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I say therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Jesus said, when you die in your sins, or either you die with their sins forgiven. That's the whole secret to this thing. If you have never come to Christ and believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll die in your sins. I don't care how well you are prepared for this whole life. You'll die in your sins if you're not prepared to meet God Almighty. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Folks, listen to this preacher just a moment. Why was all of these people we've just talked about unprepared? Was it because the one man was rich? Was it because the other man had so much he was going to have to build bigger barns? That wasn't why he was going to go to hell. No, 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 no. Riches does not send people to hell. It was not those things. You know the reason they was not prepared to meet God? They had never come to Christ and believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ and put their faith and trust simply in him and him alone for eternal life. That's why they was unprepared. There has to be a day. There has to be a time when you're born again. There has to be a time when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I can look back on my time in 1966. I remember very vividly a little old church over in the other side of Brazil, Indiana, where I put my faith and trust in Christ. You say, you had to be in church? Oh, no, no. My wife was saved in a car, pulled over to the side of the road, asked Jesus Christ to save her and give her eternal life. No, you don't have to be in church to be saved, but church is a wonderful time and a wonderful place to get saved. I received Christ in a church, put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's why I know I'm going to heaven, not because I deserve it. No man deserves it. I'm going because I put my faith, my trust in Jesus Christ. So I want to give you a few examples, though, just kind of here, of some folk who did and was prepared when they died. We're not going to go to all the scriptures, but if you remember in the scriptures, the Bible says that James was a man and who was a believer and trusted in Christ, and he was, in fact, the leader of the church there in Jerusalem. And the Bible says that old Herod had him run through with a sword. I mean, he killed him. What I'm saying to you is that was a tragedy, I suppose, for the family and for the people, but it wasn't a tragedy for James. Why? He was prepared. He was prepared to meet God. I'm saying, folk, death is not always the fun thing, and not we don't like to think about it and probably don't want to talk about it too much. But let me say to you, for a Christian, it's not a bad thing. It's a joyous thing because we're going to get to spend eternity with God for the rest of all eternity. See, James was prepared. There was a man spoken of in the book of Revelation. His name was Antipas. And here's what Jesus said about Antipas. He said, Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain among you. You know why it was all right for Antipas to die for the faith? And that's what he did. He died because of his belief in Jesus Christ. Because he was prepared. He was ready. And when death come, he was ready to go, you see. Paul was a giant of the faith. And he came to the very end of his ministry. And Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. Now, why? Because he had fought a good fight? Is that why he was going to go to heaven? Because he kept his course? No. Was he even keeping the faith? No. The reason is because he had to keep the faith in the right person. And that's Jesus Christ. Everybody out here has faith in something. But it must be in Christ. And Paul here came. Why was it all right when he went to his death? He said, I am ready to be offered up. Why was that all right? Because he was prepared to meet God Almighty. He was prepared. Also, we find in the book of Acts a man in the name of Stephen. Stephen, at his death, his Bible says he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. He was being stoned to death. Why was this? Why was he happy in the Lord? Why does it say in the scripture he fell asleep after being stoned to death? Why? Because he was prepared. He knew Christ. He believed in Jesus Christ, you see. And if we're not prepared, we cannot go to heaven. Prepare to meet thy God. Listen to what the Bible says in Revelation, the 19th chapter, 9th verse. Blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Why are they blessed? Because they're prepared. Because their name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, that if those who did not have their name written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire to be there forever and ever. Why? Because they didn't have their name written in the Lamb's book of life. They was not prepared. Let me ask you a question. Are you prepared? Is your name in the Lamb's book of life? That happens when you truly put your faith and trust in Christ. You believe upon him. You make a decision for him. You say, Lord, I believe I'm an old sinner. I know that's what you say I am. I believe that with all of my heart. And I want to ask Christ to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And God will save you and make you ready for heaven. But it's the only way you're going to get prepared. And the Bible tells us the man must prepare to meet his God. Amen? Now, let me just share something with you real quickly. How do you prepare? We've told you a little bit about it, but how do you prepare? God has given us his word. It's the Bible. It's the word of God. God has given that to us and left that here for us. And it's in the Bible that you find the way of salvation. God has given preachers to come and preach the word of God so that we will know and understand the Bible, the word of God, so we can know how to prepare. I've been preaching for 33 years. I've had people laugh at the gospel message. I've had them mock at the gospel message. I've had them smirk at the gospel message. I've had them look so proud and they wasn't about to humble themselves whatsoever to the gospel message. I've heard them say they're too busy, they don't have time to prepare to meet God. I've had them so caught up in all things of life that they don't even willing to take a little bit of time just to simply say, I need to prepare to meet God. I've had all kinds of things. I've had people laugh at me in congregations. I've had people smirk at me in congregations. None of that matters. It just doesn't matter. What does matter is you must understand something. Unless you're prepared to meet your God, you will not go to heaven. That's true of me too. That's true of every person in here. You must prepare to meet your God, you see. And so God has already prepared the way for us. He's done the preparation work. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross of Calvary to die there for you and me so we can be forgiven. See, he's done all the work. You don't have to do anything. In fact, you can't do anything. All you can do is believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. All you can do is trust him. See, he's done all the preparation work. He's done everything by sending his Son to the cross of Calvary to die for your sins and my sins. And God has made salvation so plain and simple. And see, well, I don't understand how I'm going to get saved. Listen. Are you a sinner? Now, I'm talking about Bible. Are you a sinner? God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you believe that? I mean, do you really understand and believe you have sinned? See, there's multitudes of proud folk in the country today that don't want to even admit that they're sinners. Well, if you're going to get saved, you're going to have to see yourself as a sinner as God sees you. That's the way I got saved back in 1966. I understood. I was an old sinner, lost, hopelessly lost. Now, do you believe that because of that sin, there's a penalty called the lake of fire? Because the Bible says, if your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it'll be cast into the lake of fire. That's forever and ever, ever. Do you believe there's a penalty? It's forever. Do you believe that? And do you believe that Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary to pay that sin debt? He paid the penalty of your sin. He did it on the cross. Taken down from that cross, buried, and he rose again, now sitting at the right hand of the Father. Now, do you believe that? From the bottom of your heart, do you believe that? And are you willing to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who's done everything that's necessary to be done to purchase your salvation? And are you willing to call upon his name and ask him to save your soul and give you eternal life? I can't help but believe there's some here today, maybe they are not saved. I don't know who you are, but I'm just saying, with this big of a crowd, that's usually true. But you're not sure of your salvation. I've got wonderful news for you. God loves you. It's a love that is so great and so wonderful. He sent his Son to die on the cross for you. You personally, he did that for you. And he wants you to be saved and ready for heaven. He wants you to be prepared to meet God. And then let me share with you, the Holy Spirit of God, during an invitation, during times when the Word of God is preached, begins to work on hearts. All I'm asking you to do is let God deal with your heart. If you are unsaved, you're not sure you're ready for heaven, why don't you just let God deal with your heart and do what he says? It'd be a wonderful, wonderful time for you to prepare to meet your God. You can in just a few moments, you can walk up this aisle. And there'll be people standing here, and you can say, you know what? I see that I'm a sinner. I'm lost. And I realize there's a penalty for that. It's eternal hell forever and ever. But I know Jesus has paid the cost for me, and I want to be saved. It's that simple. Salvation is simple. But you must prepare. And that's the way you prepare. So I'm asking you this morning, if you let God speak to your heart, would you just answer this question just for this preacher? If I died today, am I 100% sure that I would go to heaven? Are you 100% sure? And if not, don't you think it'd be the wise thing to do to get that straight this morning? Get it all ready. Get prepared to meet your God. And it's so simple to do that. Amen. I want you to bow your heads, please. We're going to pray. We're going to extend an invitation. Father, again, I thank you today for the wonderful grace of God. And Lord, we need you this morning, need your help during this time. And I pray, Lord, the power of God would work with hearts. and we'll thank and praise you for what you do. Now, while your heads are still bowed, your eyes closed, say, Brother Ross, this morning, as the word of God went forth, I know without a shadow of doubt, I know for sure, 100% sure, that if I died, I know I'd go to heaven. I know that. Would you just raise your hand, please, and then you can put it right back down. I know for sure I'd go to heaven. Thank you so much. You say, Brother Ross, I could not say that I'm 100% sure that I'd go to heaven. I'm just not sure about that. But I'm concerned about my soul. I'm concerned about getting prepared to meet God. And I want you to pray for me. Now, I didn't say I was going to call your name out. I'm not going to recognize you. I'm not going to do anything like that. All you're doing is lifting your hand and saying, please pray for me. You see, Brother Ross, I'm not sure of heaven, but I'm concerned about it. Will you just raise your hand, please? Just raise your hand. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Someone else, please. I'm not sure of heaven. Please pray for me. Someone, please. Someone else, please. Father, thank you again today for your goodness and your kindness and your grace. And Father, we pray for those who was just unsure of heaven. God, help them this morning. Encourage their hearts and convict them of sin. They'll be willing to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Now, Father, your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you will.